Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Daughters of the American Revolution Vice Regent Julie Mangold about Flag Day and the DAR's involvement with the holiday.
For those who aren't really aware of the DAR, tell me what it is that you guys do.
DAR stands for Daughters of the American Revolution. To be a member, you have to have an ancestor who participated in the American Revolution, and so you need to do some genealogic research on your family to determine if any of your ancestors were participants in the Revolution. And DAR basically is an organization that promotes patriotism. They bring education about the Revolution and founders of the country, that type of thing.
Talking about your chapter that you are in, is there anything that you ladies do as far as Flag Day goes?
We've done a variety of things in the past, and mainly, you know, we own the Alexander Young Log House in Central Park. And so we have put up, we have borrowed from Conger House. They have a set of flags from the different periods of this country. I'm sure you're familiar with the one, the snake, you know, don't tread on me, and there's the Green Mountain Boy flag. There's a set of flags that are from different stages of this country. And so we have hung those in the park by the cabin on past flag days. It kind of just depends on what the chapter decides to do. This year we decided to have an entry in the Ridiculous Day Parade to just publicize that June 14th is Flag Day, just to promote awareness. But we have no other activities planned for this year other than that.
Why is it that the DAR feels that Flag Day is important?
We've had thousands of men and women from this country that have died for that flag. It's a symbol of our liberty. The flag itself was officially recognized in the form of the Stars and Stripes way back in 1777 by the Second Continental Congress on June 14th, which is why June 14th is Flag Day. It's been the symbol of this country from the beginning. We just feel it's a very important symbol of this country and the symbol of those who have given their lives for this country.
And is there anything else in the next coming months or the year that your chapter of the DAR is working on?
Well, our big project, because we own the log house, it requires maintenance, and we are probably looking at a new roof, which is not a small item. So we are always working on trying to fundraise for the maintenance of the cabin. See, last year we had a vintage jewelry sale, I guess not just vintage, but it was jewelry sale. It was held upstairs in the library. We've actually had two of those. We're looking at having another one this fall, and so we are going to be starting working on that very soon. And it has been a very good money fundraiser for us, because if we have to replace the roof on the cabin, it's going to be quite costly. And we also need to have it new chinking put in. Part of the problem with working on the cabin is finding the people who have the skills to do what needs to be done and know what needs to be done. And that is not an easy task. We've had a couple logs that needed to be replaced because they were just rotting, and we found a gentleman in Cedar Rapids whose specialty is to do that, but it just took forever, and we had a terrible time getting him to come to do the work. He's a busy man. He goes all over the country. You know, this was a little job, so we had a hard time. So anyway, that's really takes a lot of our energy and time, is fundraising for the cabin. So right now, that's the biggest thing that we're facing. We will be having another jewelry sale. The way it works is people donate to us jewelry. You know, they clean out their jewelry boxes or whatever. We've had gentlemen whose wives have passed away and didn't know what to do, and so have given us most of their wives' jewelry. And then we have people come from all over to the sale. It's very, very successful.
You said you've been in the DAR for 10 years. What is it that you enjoy about DAR? What do you get out of it?
I think probably the biggest reason I joined is my father's a World War II vet. He's no longer living. And I kind of did it to honor him. It's just a way for me to be involved in some patriotic activities, et cetera. It's been an important part of my life because I grew up, he was a bombardier in World War II, and he flew 31 missions over Japan. And so I heard about that the whole time I was growing up, and it's been a major part of my life. And so this country is very important to me.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Washington Daughters of the American Revolution Vice Regent Julie Mangold. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.